I told you to write your name there?
No, my name is Paul. This is your
name. This is your
name.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. توبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: شهر رمضان معلق بين السماء والأرض ولا يرفع إلا بالزكاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected brothers, elders, young friends, our sisters in Islam, inshallah, just a few topics that we would like to go through today, inshallah. The time is very, very limited, so inshallah we'll do as much as we can, inshallah. One aspect is the two goals of Ramadan. Number one, I just want to very, very briefly again highlight to the two goals of the month of Ramadan, number one. Number two, the second thing we need to also highlight is the masala of Sadaqatul Fitr. You call it Sadaqatul Fitr, you call it Zakatul Fitr. That's number two. And number three, the issue of i'tikaf and the mas'ala of i'tikaf and the importance of i'tikaf. So inshallah, there's multiple things. Number one, there are two goals of the month of Ramadan. What are the two goals? One goal we find from the Quran, and one goal we find from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. So there are two goals that an individual should attain by the termination of the month of Ramadan. Number one, ayat number 183 from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting has been compelled upon you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may become pious. And inshallah, there are two things that will not only benefit you, but generations to come. Not only benefit yourself, but will benefit your children, your grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and seven generations to come. It will benefit them. There are two things. Number one is your taqwa. That will benefit the generations to come. And number two, whatever piety, you know, whatever nekiyah and whatever good deeds you do, that will also impact your children. If you look at in Surah Al-Kahf, in the beginning of the 16th juz of the Quran, where Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you remember, questioned Hazrat Khadr, why did you straighten the wall when they were not hospitable? You could have taken some money and then we could have bought the food. What did Sayyidina Khadr say? Allah Ta'ala told me it belonged to an individual who passed away, left behind two orphan children. And those two orphan children, the father had told them that there is a treasure underneath and they are going to attain it. See, whatever good the father, the mother do, what happens, that has an impact on your children. But then in the same token, if we do bad, then that will also have an impact on the children as well. So it goes both ways. So inshallah, there are two reasons why, or what we need to attain from the month of Ramadan. Number one is taqwa, and we learn that from the Quran. And taqwa is what? Taqwa is you become strong when it comes to facing the Dajjal. I'm sorry, not the Dajjal. When it comes to facing Shaitan and the Nafs, you have to become strong. You do not succumb to the pressures of your Nafs. That is called taqwa. You know, where you are able to refrain from sin. So that is number one. And that, inshallah, that exercise is taught to us in the month of Ramadan. Okay, we do not eat, we do not drink, we do not do anything. Why? Because of the fact that it's a hukam of Allah. We can't eat, we can't drink. And therefore, that should create a sense of taqwa. Number one. Number two, from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, what do we need to attain at the termination of the month of Ramadan? What do we need to attain? We need to attain maghfirat. The hadith is quoted in Ibn Hibban or Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam climbing the minbar, ascending the minbar, and then saying Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And what did the Sahaba say? Messenger of Allah, today you've done something we've never seen you do before. And there was no one to say, make a dua, and you, despite that you said Ameen. Sa'idta al-minbar fa'ammanta thalathan. Messenger of Allah, you climbed the minbar, and then you said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen three times. There was no one to make a dua. And then Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, Jibreel came, he made the dua, and I said Ameen. And the dua was a curse. Rasulullah never ever cursed anyone during the entire course of his lifetime. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I am رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَاد. Rasulullah says, I am a mercy, a guided mercy for humanity. So what did Rasulullah say? بَعُودَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. بَعُودَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. So what is the goal of the termination of the month of Ramadan? What do you want to attain? You want to attain a pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want ourselves to be forgiven by the end of the month of Ramadan. Now the question is, how do we do that? How do we secure our pardon by the end of the month of Ramadan? Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah has wrote, there's a kitab, it's called Al-Iman Al-Awsat. Al-Iman Al-Awsat. In that kitab, Muhammad ibn Sirin, the great giant, mashallah, everyone knows, Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, was known for his dream interpretation. Dream interpretation, he was known as Imamul Mu'abbirin. Imamul Mu'abbirin, the leader of all those that knew dream interpretation. He was the imam. So Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, says, there are multiple reasons how you can secure your pardon with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the termination of the month of Ramadan. He says there are multiple things. How? What are they? I'll just share a few with them, inshallah, maybe after Ramadan. Okay, we'll do. And this is, the title is Asbabul Maghfirah. Asbabul Maghfirah. What are the means whereby me and you, we can secure our pardon with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ideally by the end of the month of Ramadan? Number one, one of the prime things that you must do and I must do is a tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that we have done in our lives. Because the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam is very clear. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. You know, mashallah, you have a cloth. You have a cloth, it becomes dirty. How do you clean your cloth? You will have to use a detergent, you have to use a water, you have to use water, you have to do something whereby you are going to clean your, you will cleanse your sins. So what do we need to do? every single night if we possibly can, not every single night of Ramadan, every single night of our lives until we breathe our last. Last week, Haji Aftab Qureshi, Rahimahullah, he was in our midst. He read Jumu'ah namaz here. He went home. He did iftar. He was fasting. He did iftar. After iftar, he vomits. And thereafter, he's gone. He's had a brain hemorrhage. And he did not wake up. He's passed. Because every single night of our lives can be the last night of our lives. With Isha namaz, if we can read two rakat, the Salatu Tawbah, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we have done wrong, do muhasabah. Whatever we have done good, alhamdulillah, we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. And whatever we have done wrong, we say, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilayh. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam is absolutely what? Rasulullah is ma'soom. Rasulullah has absolutely no sin. In Surah Al-Fath, Allah Ta'ala already says, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ دَمِّكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام and all the Anbiya عليه السلام, Allah says, إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِسَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has already purified all the Anbiya عليه السلام. They will not make a mistake. They might make a mistake, but it will not be intentional. It will not be classified as a sin. Rasulullah, despite that, Imam Bukhari in Sahih Bukhari in Kitab al-Da'wat, it's very interesting. What Imam Bukhari does in Kitab al-Da'wat, Kitab al-Da'wat means the chapter where Imam Bukhari mentions a lot of du'as. He mentions a lot of du'as in Kitab al-Da'wat. How does he start Kitab al-Da'wat? How does he start Kitab al-Da'wat? He mentions the hadith, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ وَأَنَا أَخْتَبِئُ دَعْوَتِي لِأُمَّتِي في ليوم القيامة أو كما قال عليه السلام. Every Nabi was given a specific dua that he can use, that you know Allah Ta'ala will guarantee, Allah Ta'ala will accept. Rasulullah عليه السلام says, I did not use that dua of mine that Allah Ta'ala gave me. I said, oh Allah, I will preserve it for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. So he's mentioned that riwayat first. What does he mention after, even before starting all the du'as? What does Imam Bukhari do? What does he do? He has a chapter, Bab Sayyidul, sorry, he says, Bab Afdalul Istighfar. Afdalul Istighfar. The best istighfar. And then in that, he mentions the hadith of Sayyidina Shaddad ibn Aus. Radiyallahu anhu. Shaddad ibn Aus and Ubadah ibn Samit. These are two Sahaba that are buried in Maqbaratul Rahmah in Masjid Aqsa. You know, on the wall of Masjid Aqsa, on the eastern side wall of Masjid Aqsa, you call it Babur Rahmah. Babur Rahmah. There, the two Sahaba are buried. Shaddad ibn Aus is the narrator of this riwayat. It's called Sayyidul Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, khalaqtani, wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika, wa wa'dika, ma istata'tu, abu'u laka bidhanbi, ila akhir al-hadith. Why does Imam Bukhari mention istighfar? And then the next chapter is Babu Tawbah. Babu Tawbah. And then he starts with the other du'as. And Imam Bukhari starts with the du'as of the night. First, when you go to sleep, what do you read? Okay, when you wake up in the morning, what do you read? See, he starts in that sequence. Why? Because in Islam, what do you get first? The night comes first. In Islam, the night comes first. But why does Imam Bukhari start with istighfar and then tawbah? And then he mentions the du'as. Why? If you want your du'as to be accepted, what do you do? You do tawbah. You do istighfar. Now you cleanse yourself and now you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having yourself cleaned. And now you are going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, there is a guarantee, Allah ta'ala will pardon you. So I mean, the reason I'm mentioning this, because the second ashra, the second 10 days of the month of Ramadan are what? Shahrun awwaluhu rahmah, wa awsatuhu maghfirah, wa akhiruhu itqum minan niran. So the middle ashra is the ashra whereby we try and secure our pardon with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we do it? Inshallah, number one, you do istighfar. You obviously do tawbah. Number one, you do tawbah. Because the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, at-taibu min adhambi kaman la dhamba lahu. And what is tawbah? At-taubatu al-nadam. Imam al-Nawwi rahimahullah says, tawbah is nadamat. You regret what you have done. The wrong that we have done, we don't need to go and expose it to anyone. You know, example, if you've not read your farz prayer, there is no need to go around and say, you know, today I slept over in Fajr. You know, mashallah, someone said it so beautifully. If you are not able to wake up for Fajr, don't blame the alarm. A lot of people blame the alarm. You see why? Because you slept on YouTube. So now the battery was drained out. You know, we are sleeping with YouTube, and then it goes on hours and hours and hours. There is a reason why it's called the web. Why? Because you become entangled, you become lost, and you can't get out. And before the time you know it, you spend 2-3 hours on TikTok. And you're spending on shorts, you know, one after the other, one after the other. And you say, it's only a few seconds. Okay, it's only a few seconds. It's only a few seconds. By the time you know it, okay, hours have gone. So, when, look what they say. Jab tumhari fajr ki namaz jaye, to alarm clock ko mat dekho. When your fajr namaz is missed, don't look at the alarm. You need to look at your heart and the level of your iman. Because your iman is not strong enough to wake you up for fajr namaz. And there is something seriously wrong with our iman. You know, there is something seriously wrong with our iman. And this is why we want to do tawbah before we go to sleep. Because when we clear our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you ask Allah ta'ala, Allah will give you. Allah will give you. Why? Because you have cleansed your matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how does Allah give? That is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a bigger calamity was to come and Allah ta'ala removed the calamity. Sometimes Allah ta'ala will give you what you've asked for because it is good for you. Sometimes Allah will not give you anything. He will not remove a calamity, but Allah will reserve it for you for the hereafter. Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah has quoted the hadith where Rasulullah says, when people will be given their reserved du'as on the day of Qiyamah, they will say, oh Allah, you should not have accepted a single du'a of mine. So what does Imam Bukhari do? Before even mentioning the du'as, what does he mention? He mentions tawbah, he mentions istighfar. Now, you know, when it comes to tawbah and istighfar, one person came to Hassan Bisri rahimahullah and said, Hazrat, you know, we don't have children. So he says, do istighfar. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Another person said, Hazrat, you know, financial issue is very, very tight and we are struggling economically, financially. We are struggling big time. Okay, and then another person came. To everyone he says, istighfar, 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 istighfar. So someone said, Hazrat, the same reply to everyone. He says, because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nuh. Istaghfiru rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara. Yursil as-samaa alaykum midrara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your economy well. Allah ta'ala will bring down rain for you. وَيُنْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you streams of water. Allah ta'ala will make your finance, inshallah, absolutely correct. We correct our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah you will see Allah ta'ala will open up the treasures from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, we do tawbah. Number two, we do istighfar. Rasulullah alayhi salam, Imam Bukhari in that chapter in Sahih Bukhari, in the chapter of Babul Istighfar and Babul Tawbah, he mentions the statement of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, I swear by Allah, I do istighfar before Allah 100 times every single day. In one riwayat, 70. And in one riwayat, 100. You might ask, Rasulullah did not have to do it because he was already pardoned. So why did he do it? He's done it ta'aliman lil ummah. He's done it to educate the ummah. Someone who is absolutely immune, he's absolutely clean, he's guaranteed entry into Jannah, he is doing istighfar, then we are guaranteed absolutely nothing. We should do it even more. So inshallah, make a habit of reading. You know, number one, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, the last hadith of Sahih Bukhari, 100 times every single day. Number one. Number two, astaghfirullah rabbi min كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. You need to do that as well every single day. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. Whatever du'as that you know to ask Allah Ta'ala for pardoning, you make those du'as. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't be selfish and make du'a only for oneself. Make du'a for the entire ummah. Then inshallah the angels will say for you, لك مثله. You make a du'a for everyone else. May you have the same as well. So number one, tawbah. Number two, istighfar. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah has mentioned 10 such things that inshallah on the day of Qiyamah will guarantee your pardon in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes on, he mentions multiple things. I'll just highlight one, two more inshallah. But in the first, tawbah and istighfar, this is something that we should resort to. Chalte firte all the time as much as we can. Rasulullah is doing it 100 times. Okay, we should be doing 1,000 times. And you know, it's simple. To be honest with you, it is. So you tell me, how long will it take you to say, Astaghfirullah, 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 Astaghfirullah. I guarantee you, you can say it maybe 40, 50 times in 1 minute. It'll take you 2 minutes, 2 minutes to do Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. 100 times, it'll take you 2 minutes. Give it an exercise, inshallah. I'm sure, mashallah, we do many, many exercises of ordering Uber and then food here and then food here. And then we try every restaurant. Just give it a try. So, inshallah, number one. Another thing, inshallah, that will guarantee our maghfirah on the day of Qiyamah is the shafa'at of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam. The intercession of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam, on the day of Qiyamah. Now, sometimes, you know, it is so simple. So simple. But we are so heedless. What did Rasulullah say? When the imam, when the muadzin says, adhan, you do the same. And after the adhan, convey durood upon the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And then you read, Allahumma rabba hadihi da'wati tamma, wa salati al-qa'ima, the entire dua. Wajabat lahu shafa'ati. My intercession becomes halal, wajib for that individual. It's simple. But what are we doing at the time of adhan? We talking. We are on our phones. We don't respond to the azan. Some things are so simple, okay, whereby we can inshallah guarantee our pardoning. Fulfillment of the sunnats of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, inshallah, you know, you look like the Messenger of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, you'll get the intercession of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, mashallah, you know, when you give, if you give a sample to the tailor, if you give a sample, you have example, you have a jubba. And you want a jubba and you give it to the tailor. Now you give him raw material and then you give him the sample. If you get that sample back, you got the sample back and then you've got the mashallah sewn material, you've got that back as well. And then one sleeve is slightly small and mashallah you're at the bottom, okay, the stitches are all over the place, okay, and it's not cut properly. What are you going to say? I'm not going to pay you a single penny. Because I gave you a sample, okay, and you were meant to make the, according to the sample. Allah will say on the day of Qiyamah, I gave you a sample. And you've not come according to the sample. And that sample is the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Messenger of Allah, there is a role model for you. Khair, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, we'll mention, inshallah, my time is over. But very, very briefly, inshallah, I would like to highlight the masala in regards to Sadaqatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr, according to the hadith mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, I'm really sorry, I don't know the reference of the hadith, but it's mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, why do you give Sadaqatul Fitr? For two purposes. Number one, Tuhratan lissa'im minal rafath wal laghwa. You are giving Sadaqatul Fitr at the termination of the month of Ramadan. Why? In order to cleanse all your mistakes that you've made in the month of Ramadan. Number one, it's only £5, mashallah, everything will be cleaned. And £5, mashallah, a child today will not take £5. Why? Because the meal is £5.49. You give a child £5, he says, I won't even be able to get a meal. So, number one, that's why you are doing it. Number two, وَطُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ طُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. You want to also feed the poor with that money. The way you are going to enjoy Eid, what you want to do? You want to allow those people to also enjoy Eid as well. According to the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhu's hadith is mentioned by Imam Dariqutni in Sunan Dariqutni. What did Rasulullah say? Give your sadaqatul fitr. أَغْنُوهُمْ فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ. أغنوهم في هذا اليوم. What does that mean? Make the poor rich on that day by giving your sadaqatul fitr. Now you tell me, you need to make the poor rich on that day. And now, mashallah, you give it on the day when you are coming for Eid namaz. The hadith is quoted by Sayyidina Jarir ibn Abdullah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What did Rasulullah say? Anyone, in fact, it's in the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. If you give it prior to Eid, it is zakat maqboola. Zakat maqboola. But if you give it on the day of Eid and thereafter, if you give it, then it is sadaqatun minas sadaqat. It's a normal charity. MashaAllah, Ummah Welfare Trust are here. Okay, they are, MashaAllah, it's a fantastic organization. 100% donation per policy. They are going to collect it. A lot of brothers who want to give their Sadaqatul Fitr, their Zakatul Fitr, they have a cut-off time. I don't know what it is. As a Manana will tell you, inshallah. And you can give it to them. They will make sure your Zakatul Fitr will reach the poor individuals way in advance. This is why a lot of organizations have a cut-off time of 20th of Ramadan. After that, they can't get it to do them. So inshallah, this is also another, and the last point, inshallah, the hadith is mentioned by Sayyidina Jalil, where Rasulullah says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَان مُعَلَّقْ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The month of Ramadan and your fasting and your ibadat are hanging, they are in suspension between the sky and the earth. لَا يُرْفَعْ إِلَّا بِالزَّكَاةِ. They will be raised up by way of your zakat. So inshallah, please do assist our brothers, inshallah. Brother Nuruddin also collects for Palestine, inshallah. You can also give it to him as well. Okay, your zakatul fitr. MashaAllah, all charities belong to us. Every single charity is a Muslim charity. Whoever you will give it to, inshallah, we can rely on them that they will give it to the rightful owners. Okay, maybe some charities are bigger than others. Okay, but inshallah, they are all good. Help whatever you can, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. And anyone, there's only one space left because Brother Parvez, our Sufi sahab, mashallah, they've taken majority of the spaces. Okay, mashallah. So there is only one space left for itikaf. The entire community, it is sunnah mu'akkada to do itikaf. If it is not done, then everyone in the community will become sinful. So alhamdulillah, we thank those brothers, Sufi sahab, Parvez sahab, and all the other brothers, Brother Abid, and there's someone else who are sitting in itikaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them on behalf of the community, that they are fulfilling the obligation on behalf of everyone, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their itikaf. Anyone, inshallah, who still decides to come into itikaf, inshallah, please do so. And nafal itikaf you can do all the time. Try and spend as much time as you possibly can in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'm really sorry. Per person, sadaqatul fitr is £5. And you have to give it on behalf of every member of your family. It's not just because of you are fasting. If you have young children who are immature and nabaligh, you have to give on behalf of them as well. So every member of the family. MashaAllah, just a side note. No. Someone, MashaAllah. Women have to give their own. If the women have the money, they need to give their own. If you want to give on behalf of your wife, make sure you take the permission. It's a rare they'll say no, but inshallah, you have to take the permission, okay, for her to tell you, just give sadaqatul fitr on my behalf. But you have to give on behalf of every child who is immature. If the mature child and the wife have their own money, they have to give from their own wealth.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. Hayya على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah, just a few announcements, inshallah. Announcement number one, inshallah, if anyone would like to donate and help, inshallah, towards the Huffaz who are doing Taraweeh, inshallah, please do assist in this, inshallah, and whatever funds you can, inshallah, if you pass them on to Sufi Sahab or to Brother Abdul Khalik, inshallah. Number two, now Harlow Islamic Center has gone live on E-Masjid. So anyone, inshallah, that wants to tune in to E-Masjid, the Taraweeh as well, the Jumu'ah lecture, or any other lectures that we have, inshallah, if you just go onto your phone and just download the E-Masjid live app, inshallah, and there, Harlow Islamic Center is there. It's live, so inshallah, please do benefit from the resources that you have there, inshallah. And brother, we'll give the announcement, inshallah, for the Ummah Welfare Trust.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. Respected brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Firstly, I'd like to start by thanking the management of Harlow Islamic Center and our Sheikh Mawlana Salim Nawab for delivering the bayan before the Jum'ah and enlightening us with the words of wisdom. Barakallahu feekum, and the management of Harlow Islamic Center for inviting Ummah Welfare Trust for an opportunity to fundraise for our brothers and sisters across the globe. So many of us know who Ummah Welfare Trust is, alhamdulillah. But for those of us that don't know, Ummah Welfare Trust is a charity that was established in the year 2001. And alhamdulillah, since inception, it has always operated on 100% donation policy, which means that every single penny that we donate, it will inshallah be spent on our brothers and sisters to help alleviate whatever suffering they're going through. So subhanallah, we find that in the month of Ramadan, we find ourselves that we have our iftar and suhoor is guaranteed. But subhanallah, we find in for example, in the country Yemen, our brothers and sisters, they're breaking their fast with grass. In Afghanistan, in 40 years of war, has left the country in completely, they're completely bankrupt, where, you know, they're left in poverty. That our brothers and sisters, they're not even able to find a piece of bread. Subhanallah. You know, Allah Ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran, Al-Hakumu Takathur, that, you know, amassing and accumulating wealth, it has distracted us. And Allah Ta'ala ends the verse and He says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then on that day, you will be questioned about the bounties which you enjoyed in this world. So this is our opportunity, inshallah, to, you know, try and absolve ourselves from, you know, being subjected to this questioning or having some sort of excuse to present to Allah Ta'ala that we done something. Even if it's not everything that we can do, we done something. Allah Ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. O you who have believed, spend from the good of what you've earned. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And from whatever we have extracted for you from the earth. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِيهِ إِلَّا أَنْ تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. And do not opt for a bad thing from which you spend, and you yourself would not take it except if you were blind to it, or except if your eyes were covered. So it is our duty to spend from the depth of our hearts. From the depth of our hearts. Whatever we spend, we should spend from the depth of our hearts. We should feel it. And when we spend, that we should feel it in our bank balances. We should feel it in our wallets. That, you know, this is from the wealth that we love, where Allah Ta'ala, He reminds us in another place, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not attain piety until you spend from that which you love. So, coming to what we are here for today, inshallah, Ummah Welfare Trust is, today we are fundraising for our brothers and sisters to provide them iftar and suhoor, inshallah. So, £50 can feed a family for 15 days, a family of about 5 to 7 people. And £100 can feed a family for one entire month of about 5 to 7 people, inshallah. So towards this, we can give our zakat, sadaqah, inshallah. And we can also give cash and card donations. The brothers are outside, inshallah. We've got card machines, so we can accept card donations. And you can also give cash, inshallah. And as Sheikh mentioned, we are also collecting for sadaqatul fitr as well. So according to our research, the minimum amount that we've stipulated for Sadaqatul Fitr is £4 according to the commodity of wheat, £8 according to barley, £24 according to dates and £21 according to raisins. So this is per person, inshallah. So minimum that you spend for each person in your household, you spend £4. You can give £5 as well, as the chef mentioned. It's not a problem. You can give extra, inshallah. So we're also collecting for that, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. So inshallah, please, brothers, give as much as you can. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminds us that من فطر صائما كان له مثل أجره غير أنه لا ينقص من أجره شيء. من أجل الصائم شيء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that whoever feeds a fasting person, he will get the reward of that fasting person without the reward of the fasting person's diminishing in any way. So let us take this opportunity in the month where Allah Ta'ala has given the biggest sale of rewards. Let us take this opportunity and let us not lose out on this opportunity to maximize on the rewards. Allah Ta'ala says, أنفقوا وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Spend from that which we have provided you before death comes to one of you. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. Then he will say that, Ya Allah, give me just one moment more. فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So that I may give you in charity and become from the righteous. So let us not wait for that moment where everything that we own, it will go to our inheritors and we will have no choice over it anymore. So let us, before that moment comes, let us give, inshallah, wholeheartedly. Whatever you give, even if it's £5, give it from your heart, inshallah. If you can give £100, give it from your heart, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Wa jazakumullahu khairah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله الذي يصرف الأزمان بأنواع البركات والإحسان, أحمده تعالى وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره. هو الحنان المنان, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله, صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان. أما بعد, فيا معشر المسلمين, أوصيكم ونفسي أولاً بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة. عباد الله, إن لرمضان فضائل شتى, يكفي لفضله أن أبواب الجنة فتحت فيه وغلقت أبواب النار وصفدت الشياطين. أعزتي في الله, اعلموا أن شهر رمضان شهر الصيام والقيام, شهر الصدقات والبر والإحسان. واعلموا أن الله تعالى قد فرض الزكاة بالتأكيد, حيث قال تعالى عقب الآية فيها حكم الصلاة مرارا, أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. فاتقوا الله عباد الله ما استطعتم وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم, وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين, وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون. وهذا يتعلق بالصدقات النافلة لله فحسب, فإن الصدقة مضاعفة عند الله للمتصدق, وما نقصت صدقة من مال شيئا. وروى أبو داود عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال لما نزلت هذه الآية والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون كبر ذلك على المسلمين. فقال عمر رضي الله عنه أنا أفرج عنكم. فانطلق فقال يا نبي الله إنه كبر على أصحابك هذه الآية. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لم يفرض الزكاة إلا ليطيب ما بقي من أموالكم وإنما فرض المواريث لتكون لمن بعدكم. فكبر عمر رضي الله عنه ثم قال له صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبرك بخير ما يكنز المرأة الصالحة إذا نظر إليها سرته وإذا أمرها أطاعته وإذا غاب عنها حفظته. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر في الجنة وعمر في الجنة وعثمان في الجنة وعلي في الجنة وطلحة في الجنة والزبير في الجنة وعبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة وسعيد بن زيد في الجنة وسعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة وأبو عبيدة بن الجراح في الجنة. رواه الإمام الترمذي في مناقب الصحابة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأنهم أصحابي كلهم عدول أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اهتديتم. وقال الله عز وجل في شأنهم رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وانصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم واخلد واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك رحيم قريب مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا واتموا صفوفكم. Please straighten your rows and leave no gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين